Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
That's right. It's time to pour that coffee and curl up on the couch with Lou to get your tips for fixing up the house this weekend. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good
morning. Hi, everybody. 7:12 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you at Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Phone lines are open, ready to go. How's that leaky basement? How's that lawn? Nice and green, right? How the chipmunks? I saw a chipmunk the other day. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, ChevyDriveChicago.com, and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Domatee, nice to see you this morning. Sam, off this morning. How's your week going? How was your week? You're working 6 days a week, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot out here, Lou.
Do you have any time to get in trouble, Domatee?
None at all. I wish
good.
I did.
No. It's good. You're at that point in your life now. You can't get in trouble anymore.
Yeah,
right. This is all good.
It's all good for me.
And are they treating you all right over here? Because if they're not,
I'm over here. That's why I'm here so much.
I know, but you tell me if they start like you know. Because I don't know. Do you work with that Stephanie at all?
Yeah, I work with that Stephanie.
She's not a nice woman, and she's got a mean streak to her. And I know. And then you know, Judy. You know, with Judy, you've met Judy, haven't you?
Judy's trouble.
Yeah,
Judy.
Don't
trouble.
Make eye contact with her ever. She doesn't like that. She doesn't. She likes to be addressed as Your Highness. But just be careful with that, with her. And then just, you know, but anybody else gives you a hard time other than Judy, I'll help you with. Judy, I can't make eye contact with her. I want to give you some, I've been here a long
Judy,
time.
I want to give you
some insight into that all. So anyway.
I forgot to ask you, what is your team? Cubs or Sox?
I'm a Cubs fan. But I don't have any venom for the Sox. In other words, I'm not a Sox hater. What I mean? There's a lot of Sox fans that are like, oh, the Cubs. I like it when the Sox do well.
Right,
you know, it's great. It's great. The only time that I root against them is if the Cubs are playing them. That's it. So, anyway, I want them to do well. I love that ballpark. I really like that ballpark. And I get to go there a couple times a year, and it's a lot of fun, and their fans are great. I wish I paid more attention to it because I was watching the Orioles game. So here's kind of a funny little aside. I have a cousin who is married to the pitching coach for the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And they were just in town playing the Sox. So I was watching the Sox games just so I could see my cousin's husband. He's a pitching coach. And I don't know all those players. You know what I mean? Obviously, even though he's a Orioles guy, I was like, oh, I want the Sox to win, which actually I think they took 3 out of 4 or something like that out of Baltimore. Yeah, Baltimore's not doing that well. So anyway, good for the Sox.
But you wish you had your Sox.
Yeah, I wish I knew more of the people. Anyway.
I know. That's how I feel every season.
Right, exactly. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you this morning?
I am excellent.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm great. It's my wife's birthday today, so happy birthday to Mary Beth.
Happy birthday, Mary Beth.
She is 20-something.
This birthday's got to be like such a downer compared to last year.
Oh, my God.
She had
I'm
a big
still
one last
tired
year.
From last year. How it was, like was never ending. Yeah. But no, we're going to have a nice time.
What do you have planned? Can you tell us any secrets?
No, because she's listening. There's no mariachi band like there was last year, which was pretty funny. But we're kind of spread out a little bit for the birthdays because Carmen's in California. Mallory's on a Disney cruise.
So fun.
Living the life of Ryan. It's unbelievable. And so we'll just have the boys and a few family together. It'll be nice.
Few family.
Yeah, few. 20.
Right.
Just 20. So anyway, it'll be good. It'll be very nice. Happy birthday, Mary Beth. 7:16 in the morning. We got a lot coming up today on the show. We're going to talk about this revolutionary rolling table that's going to change your life when it comes to tailgating and doing any kind of camping or you name it. It's a great invention. I featured it on the Today Show last week, but we got bumped because of the James Comey testimony, which also bummed me out because we also talked about our friends, the Skunk Aid Girls from Buffalo Grove
Such
High School.
Such a bummer that was bumped.
It only was seen on the West Coast, and we featured the whole Skunk Aid. If you listen to this show, you know how much I loved what those ladies and their teachers and the business owners did to help them out. And everybody thought it was great. You know, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is the greatest thing. And nobody saw it.
So darn. Skunk Aid is the one that it's about the girls from Buffalo Grove, and they created this product.
Right, so that if your dog gets skunked, right, you can clean them up. And they did all this research, and they use a dry formula first and then a wet, and they give you the comb and the brush and the whole nine yards. It's a whole little cute kit that we sell at our stores, and it's one of those things you need to buy and have it ready.
Yeah.
So in other words, you have one just in case Hamilton gets skunked.
Right.
Because when it happens, you're like, what am I going to do? And now you go reach for this thing. So unfortunately, they did not, most of the country didn't see it. But I know the people go on the web and they looked at it. And
they were so excited. It's on your Facebook page if anybody wants to see it.
The segment.
Today's show segment.
Yeah. So you'll see this rolling table that we're going to talk about a little bit later on this morning. And then we're going to talk with a genealogist with the Newberry Library talking about your old house and the story it needs to tell. In other words, these old homes, wouldn't it be neat to know the genealogy about it? Like if you live in an older house, like who lived there 25, 35, 55 years ago? Right.
For that, I don't know if I'd want to know that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so it'll be an interesting conversation to hear about what you can learn about your home that you live in right now. All right, let's get to the phones right now and talk to people at 312-981-7200. This is Marcy in Oak Lawn. Hi, Marcy. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm hoping you can help me, and I know how much you like oil-based stains. And I have a situation where my husband and I have two older patios in the back that are just plain boring, but they're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to dye or stain the patio, possibly two-step, so that it's maybe modeled in a little more interesting in color, maybe two different colors. But we don't want to lay a painted type stain on top of it where it's not going to soak in and it's just going to peel. How can you help us?
How much sun do these patios get?
Well, it's some western exposure, not a huge amount, some. It's the patios are adjacent to the house,
okay,
so it gets the shadow
right
of the house.
Okay. Rust-Oleum makes a two-step oil-based system to use exactly on what you want to get that modeling, that stained look that will absorb into the concrete.
Excellent.
I believe
it's a dye or a stain or what's it called?
It's called Rock Solid.
Oh, okay.
And and it is it's a two-part system to give you that effect. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's not something you're just going to go dee-dee and you're done. So you need to spend some time with this, and you got to prep the patios accordingly. It comes in different shades and colors. If you go to their website, rustoleum.com, you'll see images of before and after, and also I believe links to how-to videos on how to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is nice. It's very nice. So
will it last?
The fact that you don't get a ton of sun, it's going to last longer. The fact that it's on a patio, not a driveway, because you're not going to be using a snowplow or something like that. Yes,
right.
But I don't want you to think that you're going to put this on, Marcy, and it's going to be like, wow, 10 years from now, look at how great that stuff looks. I mean, you will get some fading from it, in a few years, just from the natural freeze-thaw. You know, that's the thing. It's tough here where we live because of
right.
the temperature differences. But
I'd be able to refresh it.
You could,
do
yes.
it again.
You'd be doing the whole – yeah, it wouldn't be the type of thing you'd be touching up. You'd be doing the whole thing. But, 4 or 5 years from now, you may have to, do another coat on it to freshen it up, but it would look really nice. So check that out on Rust-Oleum's website, and you'll see all that information. 7:21 in the morning, you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Amazon Echo users, Chicago's conversation is three words away.
Play WGN Radio.
Chicago's news, weather, sports, all three words away.
Play WGN Radio.
Chicago's original social media, three words away. WGN Radio on Amazon Echo. Play WGN Radio.
I'm thinking about Amazon Echo and how it bothers me that the commercials are different. Because now I have figured out how to hook up the Amazon Echo to our stereo via the Bluetooth. So it's the greatest thing ever. I just say, hey, and I'm not going to say it, to turn yours on. And I say, play WGN Radio. And it does. But then you don't hear all the kinds of commercials. You hear weird commercials. You know, like weird stuff you don't want to hear. It bothers me. But I love the Amazon Echo. I think it's the greatest thing ever. I really do.
Maybe we call it Alex.
Alex?
For sure. Al, for sure.
Al. Allie. Allie.
Allie.
Right? Because it's a girl. Timing is everything, right? Because she knows everything. That's why it's a girl. She knows everything. I ask her questions. She's not quite like Siri yet. You know what I mean? She doesn't know everything. Like, I can ask Siri's been around a while. She's a more educated young lady.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
Amy, what you want to do?
7:26 in the morning.
I think I could stay with you.
Let's play this song in college. And all the girls at the fraternity house would all sit in the dance area room and just sing at the top of their lungs.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. That is a memory.
Time is right for us to find.
Brian's in Crystal Lake. Hey, Brian, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Great. So I got a question for you. I bought a cottage a year ago up in Montello, Wisconsin.
Montello, Wisconsin. Where is that?
That's about 40 miles northeast of Madison.
Oh, all right. So not too far.
No, no, not at all.
Very nice.
So, there's the usual cottage musty smell, you know. And I went in over the last year and did a lot of work. I took out every inch of carpeting. My wife's got horrible, horrible allergies.
Okay.
So I'm trying to make it so she can be comfortable up there and we can get good use out of it. In fact, I'm on my way up there right now. So usually on Saturday mornings, I get to listen to you for a couple hours while I'm on my way.
That's nice.
I got through to you today. And so over the winter, I encapsulated the entire crawl space.
Okay, that's good.
So it is almost livable down there. And the furnace is down in the crawl space. So took out all the carpeting, put in, you know, either laminate or where there was hardwood, I left that. But there's still, when you know, even if I'm only gone for a week, there's a must smell. And, I've got moisture grabbers in the house, and I'm not sure what else to do with it.
Okay.
There's no mold, really, to speak of.
Tell me about the house. You said it's a cabin. Is it a frame house? Is it, what is the era of the construction?
It's built around 1990, so it's not that old. It's a two-story frame, you'd probably call it a bungalow. It's about 1,000 square feet total, and then it's got a three-season porch on the front of it. But all frame, but the crawl space is about maybe 4 feet high.
That smell, so when you're closed up and you walk in, you feel like the humidity level in the house is high?
Yeah, and I've got a Nest thermostat, so I can actually, when I'm on my way up there, I can turn it on to get the air going or whatever.
Right.
But the humidity, it's on that, it says it's about, right now it's about 64%.
Yeah, that's your problem. Okay, yeah. So here's a couple things we're going to do. Actually, I am in the midst of doing a little test myself that I haven't done, but I just got the unit Brone Newtone. You know, they make exhaust fans and whatnot. They make an exhaust fan that's a it's got a name, but it's like an M250 whatever. But it's a something you would mount in an attic, and you can put four different hoses off of this thing. And the whole idea behind this fan is you can mount it remotely. When you turn a fan on, it turns all four fans on, but you don't hear the fan. You just hear, like in a hotel room, you know, the fan's mounted in the ceiling and you just have a the vent cover. What I'm going to do with this in our basement, we have a home in Wisconsin as well, and the basement area has a moisture problem. I'm actually going to mount this unit in the basement, and I'm taking the pipes to two different rooms, and I'm setting it up with the humidistat switch so that when the humidity level goes on, instead of running a dehumidifier to bring the moisture down and just kind of recirculating the air inside the home, I'm going to take that moist air and I'm going to pump it out of the house. And so something like that could work for you, where you said it's a two-story home, but it's it's on a crawl?
Yes.
So you encapsulated that, and then is it vented underneath the encapsulation?
I've got a pipe running underneath the encapsulation out underneath the deck.
With a fan?
Yeah, with a pump on there or a fan on there.
Got it. Okay. You had this professionally done. Did you have this professionally done? You did it.
No, I did it myself.
If you want, I can call Roy Spencer, and I can get you a little side job if you want to work on the side doing the encapsulations back here in Chicago. Hey, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for that cabin.
I want to do it again.
It's better.
It's a lot of work.
You need to install some fans on humidistats that just run independently of this to pull that moist air out all the time. So you could do something in the wall if you wanted to. You know, you could cut some stuff in, or you could do one of these remote fans with a couple of humidistats and just put them in, let them run. When a humidity level, I think it's preset at like a 40 or something like that. And then it's going to help control that moisture level and bring that musty smell and essentially get rid of it, okay? Once you open the place up, it's good. The other thing you may want to do, have you gotten the ducts cleaned in the furnace yet?
Yeah, we have done that.
All right, so all that works. Upgrade the furnace filter to like a Filtrete system, like an ultra allergen, since your wife has the bad allergies. But pulling that air out with exhaust fans, a series of them, look at the Brone Newtone website and you'll see some information there. It sounds like you're a pretty handy guy and you can handle a lot of this on your own. And what I described about that humidistat and the fan, I think will really help you out. Appreciate the phone call. It's 7:32 in the morning.
This is Brandy from Kenosha, Wisconsin. I may be across the border, but I listen to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show every Saturday morning on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. When she was an
American girl, I had a dog named Brandy. Welcome back. 7:40 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. Something you don't know about my producer, she loves Tom Petty. And I drive her crazy because I'm driving around sometimes. And can I tell you the greatest feature of my Chevy Tahoe that I drive around in is that when you plug the phone in, I can talk to Siri and I can text you. And I'll text Lindsay. I say, Tom Petty, American Girl, I need a quick rejoin. And then she makes it happen. Hey, by the way, today at one of my favorite hardware stores, Weiss Ace Hardware, at 1560 Waukegan Road in Glenview, they're having their annual hot dog day benefiting Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, a Children's Miracle Network hospital. It's happening today, June 17th, my wife's birthday. Right now, if you go there at 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock, you're going to get Wanda's Donut Balls and coffee.
Yum.
And then food and beverages from 10 to 3, hot dogs from Good and Fresh Pizza Bakery, hamburgers from Hackney's, giant freezes from the Dairy Bar, beverages. You got to pay for all this stuff because it's a fundraiser for Lurie. There's raffle tickets. You can win a Weber Performer Deluxe Grill, an overnight stay at the Glen Club. There's Cubs and Sox tickets, Glenview Park District Family Swim Pass, gift cards, theater tickets, and lots more. The Weiss folks that run this hardware store have been doing it for a long time. They're terrific people, and they always do a nice job raising money for Lurie with their hot dog day. So head on out there. As I mentioned, they're at 1560 Waukegan Road in Glenview, and enjoy the day out there as well. 7:42 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Jay in Prospect Heights. Hey, Jay, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you?
I've got a 25-year-old house, and I'm looking to replace the roof, and I've gotten quotes from a couple of very reputable roofers. One is proposing, and I have ridge vents. I've got one that's proposing GAF, a Timberline HD, and a TimberTech ridge vent system.
Okay.
The other is proposing CertainTeed Landmark, but he wants to take out the ridge vent and put in 15 slant-back aluminum vents. He's saying that I don't have enough air inflow for the ridge vent, but I just had my attic insulation brought up to R60, and when they were doing that, they said my attic looked great. There was no signs of mold, mildew. It was all dry.
How long have you had that ridge vent that you have now?
Since the house was built, 25-year-old house.
And you've got no mildew and mold issue up there whatsoever?
No. In fact, the insulation people had said if there is some mold or mildew, we'll spray a mildicide up there. They could have sold it to me. They came down and said, you don't need it. It's fine.
That's great. Here's the thing. I say this all the time. I know I sound like a broken record, but there's no such thing as too much ventilation in an attic.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, architecturally, the ridge vent just looks nicer. And
yeah,
if it's cut properly and installed correctly, it has plenty of venting. And if you have had no problem before, that's fine. As far as the different choices in the roofing material, GAF Timberline or the CertainTeed, those are two fine manufacturers. Every roofing company has had some problem over the years during manufacturing. So, you can certainly look all that stuff up. Actually, I think that if I'm right, the only one that has never had a major issue is a company called Elk.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, those are fine products. Are you doing a complete tear-off?
Yes, complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an architectural shingle. And
yeah,
a complete tear-off. They're going to put in a 6-foot ice and water dam. One uses 30-pound felt. The other uses 30-pound synthetic.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's just two different ways of, whatever. So I have no problem with the ridge vent whatsoever. And
okay,
if you've had no problems up there, I would just go with the same system, and I think you'll be good to go, Jay.
Thank you very much, Lou. Appreciate
it. Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. And let's talk to Bob's in Romeoville. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Had a question about my patio. I've got a couple of rust spots from the furniture, and I was thinking about cleaning it and then using the bone dry that you recommended. What do I do to remove the little rust spots that I have?
From the furniture? From the furniture left?
Yeah.
How long has the stain been there?
Oh, over the last 2 or 3 years, more and more spots. I got rid of the furniture because I didn't like the spots anymore.
Yeah. try CLR, okay,
mm-hmm.
and buy the gray bottle of it. Put it on there. Put it on there with like a 50-50 mix, and use a brass scrubbing brush.
Okay,
that has a little bit more aggressive there, and kind of in a circular motion. The thing is, when you start using it, you're going to clean up the concrete so well that you're going to have to do the whole thing. You know what I mean?
With a brass brush, the whole thing.
Right, you're gonna have tennis elbow. No, but I mean, if that gets cleaned up, you could spot clean it. Then you could go at the whole thing with like a pressure washer if you wanted to clean the whole thing. But that mm-hmm. should do a pretty good job with the rust stains. And then, did you say something about wanting to seal it?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. It's a low traffic patio. I was thinking about the bone dry product.
We love the bone dry product, and you can use that both inside and out. Once you seal it, I mean, I don't want you to think of it as something that is, it's not something that's going to keep stains away in particular, but it's going to keep the moisture from permeating up through it.
Okay.
And it's going to help strengthen the concrete. So I just want you to, kind of think about what it is, you know, that you want it to do to perform. That's where its benefit is in making sure that it holds on to that moisture, keeps the moisture out, rather. But, yeah, I can't say enough good things about it. And it's made right over the border there in Kenosha, K-Town. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, our Noodaloo 2 is a table that's going to change your life. We'll be right back. 7:49 in the morning. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2, sponsored by Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizer. I got to feature, I mentioned earlier this morning on the Today Show, this table that nobody saw because we got preempted by James Comey. The James Comey testimony. But this, if you're a tailgater, football season's coming, right? I'm telling you, you're going to want to buy one of these tables. Take a listen. We're having
a party. Folding tables are lightweight, durable, and easy to use, but they can also be extremely cumbersome to lug around. Just carrying the table and chairs from your car to your event or lugging out of storage can take you multiple trips. So what if instead of carrying it, you could roll it? And not only that, but have it carry your folding chairs too. Our Noodaloo 2 this weekend is the award-winning revolutionary rolling table from Creative Outdoor Distributor. Great for your upcoming graduation parties, 4th of July parties, barbecues, and so forth. The table not only rolls when folded up, but it also functions like a dolly, allowing a single person to transport the table along with up to 4 standard folding chairs. In table mode, it functions just like a regular folding table and with an adjustable height frame and a fold-out rack for accessory holders, condiment holders, towels, and bags. The revolutionary rolling table goes for $158 and does not come with the chairs. You can buy them separately on their website, or it's universal, so you can use the ones that you may already have. One more super cool product on the Creative Outdoor Distributor website that we want to tell you about is their 6-person curved bench. This is like one of those collapsible chairs that you can sling over your shoulder, but on steroids. It's a long bench that can actually curve around something, say like a bonfire or campfire, or you can straighten it out to be used on the sidelines of those soccer games. Great for game day, a party at the beach, picnic, or group camping trip. The bench folds up compact and comes with a backpack carry bag for easy, hands-free transport. Retails for $119. Again, you can find both of these cool products at creativeoutdoordistributor.com. I'll put a link up on Lou's Facebook page, so be sure and like him. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
We talked about this table this morning on the New York show, and the guy that invented it is from California, and he's, when I was talking to him, he was super excited. Was he the guy that said, me wow? Who was that? That was funny.
That was the pet fighter.
Oh, the pet guy, fur fighter guy. But he was so excited that we were going to feature this table on the Today Show, and he's like, dude, I'm just lazy. And that's the whole reason I invented this. It's a 6-foot folding table that at the point where the table folds, there are 2 wheels that pop out like training wheels. A handle at the top, another hook that you can hook 4 chairs on, and you just pull it along. It's amazing. You set the thing up, you pop the wheels underneath the table, you can still put a countertop or a tablecloth over the top of it. And the handle that you use to put the chairs on, you can hang a garbage bag off of. Genius. And it's relatively affordable.
Right.
$160?
Yeah.
Right? And you can put it at different, the table's adjustable height-wise.
Yeah.
So you can put it at the bar level if you're entertaining. Oh, and you know what he said they're coming out with? Mm. He told me on the phone, it's not yet, but he's coming out with team colors.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not doing the logo because, right, you know, the NFL and everybody want too much. But, you know, if all of a sudden it was Bears colors or Denver Bronco colors or whatever.
Or
the Packer colors. Packer colors. Oh, the Packer fans would buy this in a second.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a home run and a half. They can't make enough of these things. And then the bench is really cool, too. It's up on our Facebook page if you want to check it all out and see. I really do like it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Quick call before we have to take a break. Here's Ginger in Rockton. Hi, Ginger.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I am fantastic. What's going on?
I know you are. Anyway, my folks, home is about 69 years old. They had put on a cedar plank, I think I'm saying it right, roof, and not then, but
a cedar cedar shake roof.
Shake, yeah,
shake.
It.
Okay.
Right. I call it plank, so my mistake.
You can call it whatever you want.
Anyway, apparently, the raccoons or somebody took off the screen on the soffit. Raccoons got up in there and then they gnawed their way through the roof. And there's a big hole there now. I'm not sure how to cover that hole up until we can get a roofer there or what's a good roofer in the Palos Park area.
Okay. They took a screen off that was that's part of a vent, or tell me where the screen is.
Right. The screen is in the soffit, which is the hole, you know, that vented the roof.
So it's the soffit. It's not the roof. It's underneath the roof.
No. And then they went all the way through the roof.
Oh, wow.
Right next to, yeah, I know.
All right, and where are these raccoons now?
Well, I'm not sure. I think they're gone.
You don't hear them?
I'm 2 hours away, and one person.
Oh, they're not in the. You're not in this house now.
No, my parents are.
Okay, now my question is, where they went through the roof? Do we have like a hole? In other words, this hole in the roof is facing the sky, and water's coming in.
Yes, sir. Right next to the chimney.
Okay. Who's going to go up there and do the patching?
Well, I thought I would just throw a tarp up there, but I'm afraid to staple the tarp to the plant, you know, to the shed.
Well, what I would do temporarily is get a small, you know, like a blue construction tarp. You can get a small one,
right.
You know, just one that you can maneuver if you're working off of a ladder. And get some staples and go ahead and staple right to the cedar shake. That's fine temporarily. And so that's fine. So we're going to cover that up and temporarily. Then from a standpoint of not everybody does cedar shake roofs, but you're down in Palos on the south side. You could call the guys at Rogers Roofing and they might be able to do that repair for you. And they're down on the south side and could help you out with that.
Okay.
Right. Do
you have a number for
it? I'm looking for it for you.
Thanks.
Hold on.
So Mega, you don't think Mega would do that?
I don't know that Mega is going to come all the way to Palos. You could certainly call them. Yeah. They're based in the northwest suburbs. So right. I mean, they work with a bunch of different contractors. They may have somebody down there, but I think that you want to, you know, your better bet is to go someone there. Here, Lindsay's got the number. You have a pencil?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
773-492-2270.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, go ahead.
Would you recommend, you know, like the normal three bids or not?
For a repair?
Yeah.
No, just call these guys. For this, I would just call these guys for the repair and go. If you decide that you're going to replace that roof, then absolutely. But for the repair, they'll give you a fair price and get it taken care of for you for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Come on, clap along. Who's not happy listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN?
Come on, let's be happy. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody. Sour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by wetandforget.com and by Fox Home Center. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. John Williams coming up after 10 o'clock this morning. John will have information about his Teddy Roosevelt show coming up, which John will host with the former president, talking about the events of the days and the past and all the good stuff. I got to get to one of those events. They sell out quickly. You can go to WGNradio.com/events for all the details. Go back to the phone lines now and start with Lynn in Lansing. Lynn, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Lynn. Goodbye, Lynn. What happened to Lynn? Oh, Lynn. We lost you, Lynn. Call back, Lynn, 312-981-7200. How about Bob in Woodstock? Hey, Bob. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, I got a question for you. I'm getting condensation in my conduit, like in my ceiling fans. And I went up in the attic, and I can see some of the conduit.
Is exposed.
That goes to, Yeah, it goes up just above the insulation a couple inches and then, you know, goes to the next one and stuff like that. My question is, do I add more insulation or do I open up each fixture and put like a fire stop or something in the pipe?
Put insulation right over the top of that pipe or wrap it. You know, you can buy some pipe insulation that you can wrap the pipe in. And so if you wrap that, you're going to temper that metal. You know, what it is you're running the AC, the cold air inside the, inside the home is conducting through the metal. And then when it hits that hot air up in the attic space, you get the condensation, it comes back down. If you wrap that metal, you shouldn't have a problem at all.
Okay.
All thanks, right. Luke. That's simple. And it should work out just fine for you. To wrap that insulation. I was talking this morning, you know, with all this rain, something that I want you to keep in mind about is your lawn and all this moisture and grubs. If you have not put down any grub treatment yet, please do, because it's a problem. It can and will be a problem with this. You know, the I was driving in this morning. I was listening to Orion Samuelson, who had Jim Fazell on. And Jim is like this wealth of knowledge. And he was talking about the fact that we got a ton of rain, but we got so much rain that when that hits the soil, it actually kind of opens things up and uses my favorite word, percolate. It starts to percolate down and create veins, and then it dries the soil dries out quickly because everybody's like, how come my grass is so brown? We've gotten all this rain. But when it comes so hard and so furiously, it the ground absorbs it. But then as the water drains out and it creates those veins within the soil dries out right away. It's like a recipe and an avenue for the grubs. So that grub treatment should go down now. June is when you do it. And if you haven't done there's a, you know, pre-treatment you can do, but there's a couple manufacturers that have a 24-hour version that you put it down within 24 hours, it's good to go. Pay attention to the labels so that you're putting it down correctly. You do want to keep animals off of the soil for a little bit while it works in, but just overnight. So it's a great thing to put down in the evening. But you don't want all this nice hard work and the grass, now that it's heating up a little bit and green grass is coming up, you want to make sure that it stays that way and that these bugs don't tear it all up. And also, when you do that, those brown spots that you have where perhaps the grass hasn't grown, scratch that soil a little bit, put a little grass seed over the top of that, and then a little topsoil on top of that to keep the birds from seeing it. And within a couple of weeks, you're going to see germination, especially now that it's hotter, which is what... you know, the soil temperature needs to be above 60 degrees for that stuff to germinate, which now we're definitely there with this heat. And then one other quick tip. I noticed that you're running the air conditioner, and even our neighbor, I already hosed their condensing unit off for them. There's a lot of flying debris that's collecting on your AC units. Take the hose with a sprayer and spray down the side, and any of that... you know, cottony material that's on the side of those fins, spray that down. You'll be amazed at how much more efficient your system is and how much cooler your home is because the condensing unit can breathe better. And this is something you can do yourself. Just take a hose. I mean, if you want, shut the AC off. You can spray it when it's running as well. But the thing is, with that fan blowing, you're going to spray the fan. You're going to get water in your face. So, you know, just turn the thermostat off so the condensing unit goes off. Spray it from the top down. Get all that little cottony material off of there and flip it back on again. It's okay if it runs wet. It sits out in the rain anyway. If you do that, you're going to see that the system runs a lot better. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll get back to your phone calls right after these. 8:20 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up after 8:30 this morning, we're going to talk about the history of your home with a genealogist. Like, what do you think? Who lived in your home before you? Did you know? If it's an older home, there might be some interesting history. We're going to talk to someone from the Newberry Library about that very thing. Let's take a quick call here. This is Paul in LaPorte. Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Just a follow-up. I called for advice on the black mold on my cinder blocks and it's below grade in the garage.
Okay.
You had told me to use the Foggy Mold spray. And I went to get it. They didn't have it at the local Ace. And I didn't want to take the time, and I bought another brand. Anyway, I put it on. Seems to have done the job, but I don't know that. I haven't tested it. That's one question. Should I test it? Then it's is this bone dry work below grade on cinder blocks?
Well, it's really not designed for cinder blocks. It's for concrete.
Okay.
So I don't know that. I think the porosity in the cinder block may be too much for.
Okay, it had been painted once.
Right. Yeah, and you can't put it over a painted surface. It's got to be a concrete surface. So. Okay, you had the mold. I'm just trying to remember. You've got mold below grade on cinder block, and yeah. What product did you spray it with?
It was one
Concrobium.
Of the yes, it was.
Okay, that's a very good product as well. And you sprayed it, and then did you brush away the mold?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I brushed away. It was really staining, you know, more than anything. It wasn't heavily built up. Mold, it was just dark because the wall was basically a cream white.
Right.
And this is in about a 15-foot square foot, you know, area in the, you know, the lowest court, lowest end of the driveway, the garage out to the mm-hmm. garden under probably.
Well, the concrobium will kill that mold, in particular on porous surfaces. The trick with concrobium is you need to spray it. You need to let it dry. Then take a brush and brush away all the, you know, the what comes off at that point, and then spray it again. So the benefit of the concrobium product is it has residual value to keep that mold away. Now your question is, should I test it? If it was a black colored mold, I mean,
that's what my wife tells me. Yeah,
not all black mold is bad for you, but yes, you should test it. And that same company, the Healthful Home that I wanted you to buy the Foggy Mold, they make the 5-minute mold test. So, where are you, Paul? You're in LaPorte, Indiana.
I'm in LaPorte.
Did you go to the Ace in LaPorte?
Yeah, I did, Lou.
And they didn't have it.
And they were real busy, and I was in a rush, and they put me down an aisle, and they didn't see it.
All right, that product is available out of their warehouse, and so, you know, if you go and speak with them, they should be able to bring it in for you, and you should have it in a couple of days to try it. But they make a 5-minute mold test. It's like a little, they give you a little cotton swab. You take a sample in the area, and then you put it on this little, almost looks like a pregnancy test.
Okay.
And then you put that on there, and it'll tell you if you have, you know, harmful mold in your home. And if you do, then you need to, you know, go the next level and figure out what's going on to perhaps get it remediated. But I definitely would test it. The concrobium product you use is a good one as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, we had Lynn and Lansing, and we lost him. Lynn, are you back?
Yes.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I had a question. My floor keeps cracking, the tile or the linoleum, whatever we put down there, it cracks after a while. And what I want to do is put down a luxury vinyl hardwood plank look finish down there.
Where are we, Lynn, when you say down there, where are we talking?
The kitchen and the laundry room. And it's over.
And do you think it's a ceramic or do you think it's a vinyl?
Oh, the current floor down is a vinyl tile.
Okay.
And I want to take that up and put down the wood plank vinyl. But I don't want it to have a problem because currently we have cracking of the current vinyl tile.
Vinyl itself, not like at the seams, it's where it's the actual product itself.
The product itself.
Yeah.
Right.
So here's the thing. With that vinyl flooring you're talking about, there's a couple different styles out there. There's sheet good products that you can buy that have that plank look, or they have planks where it's individual vinyl planks that get glued down.
Mm-hmm.
That luxury vinyl that you're talking about is a much thicker, more forgiving product.
Mm-hmm.
That looks really nice, and so you know, you get what you pay for in that product.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for, like, wow, I can get this thing for, you know, $1.29 a foot, that's not the one you want.
Okay.
The you're going to spend in the neighborhoods of $3 to $4, maybe even $6 a square foot, you know, depending on what your budget allows and the quality of the floor. The thicker the mill of the floor, the better. Mm-hmm. You want to go to a flooring store, not necessarily the big boxes, because you're going to get a better selection.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to get a comparable price, and ultimately, I think you'll get a better brand of product like this. And you know, if you're willing to take a drive,
mm-hmm.
I know that I recently heard an ad. You know, we've got a sponsor, Builder Supply Outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some special deal on luxury vinyl tile, like a really good brand name. Now, it comes and goes, so you may need to call them and see if they still have it in stock. But it's in Broadview, which is, you know, it's a little bit of a, where are you, down in Lansing?
Lansing. It's like 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road.
Right, but she's in Lansing. I know you know, Lindsay knows the address very well. Also, Fox Home Center, which is in Alsip, that's not too far from you, they do a lot of really nice flooring in the vinyl there, too.
But I have a subfloor that cracks the current tile, so I'm wondering,
correct.
Would
so
they
you,
have to replace the subfloor, or how can I level it off?
So the underlayment underneath there needs to be fixed. So whatever the subfloor is doing, if there's movement, I mean, that no matter what quality product you put on the top, Lynn, if the subfloor is not in good shape, that's going to suffer. So you're going to have to talk, you know, with a flooring contractor about those whole issues to get the subfloor right. Once that's fixed, and that can be done with underlayment or additional, you know, if they have to take certain sections of the subfloor up to anchor it and strengthen it a little bit, they can do that as well. And then they give you a nice, even underlayment under the new vinyl. The nice thing about the vinyl is I can get a little bit of movement underneath there, and the vinyl is a little more forgiving when it's installed correctly, that you won't get that cracking because the thickness of the product is better, and that's what makes the difference. Appreciate the phone call. It's 8:28 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Wake up and shake it off. You're listening to Lou right here on the Mr. Fixed Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Because the players gonna play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
8:37 in the morning. Hey, we got a brand new House Smarts. It's actually 9 a.m. on CLTV now in HD. Sundays at 10:30 on WGN-TV. Real good segment on laundry rooms. Laundry room, the nicest laundry rooms you've ever seen in your life. You know, we talk about the 5-minute mold test from Healthful Home. We're actually featuring that on House Smarts. And the best way to clean windows. And all we're going to use is water. You're going to love it. And then this, that, and the other thing. You'll have to watch it. It was a good episode. So please watch that if you can. Sundays at 10:30 on WGN-TV, as well as at 9 this morning. You can watch it on CLTV. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We were talking about our guest, who's going to join us in just a minute, is a genealogist with the Newberry Library. And can I hit that button now? I can, sir, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
Grace.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing?
Hi, Grace. How do I say your last name, Grace?
Dumel.
You're a genealogist with the Newberry Library. Now, when I think of genealogy, I think about what?
You think about dates and names and places.
All right.
And it applies to houses, too. Houses have genealogies.
And tell me how you got interested in the aspect of the genealogy of houses.
Well, it was going back to renovating our own house in Bridgeport, and we were tearing out the lath and plaster in the living room, and we found this old newspaper folded up, used as a shim. And we unfolded it. It's from 1872.
Wow.
So we have that frame now on our living room wall.
That's so cool. You know, I spent many, many years as a remodeling contractor, and we would find stuff like this in old homes. We did a lot of building and renovating in the North Shore, and we would find those very things as well. And it became a kind of a thing that when we would build a home, or we'd put a room addition on, then it became a thing where I would take a current Chicago Tribune from, you know, the era that we were building, and I'd purposely put the whole paper in the wall.
Really?
Yeah. So that someday, and then I usually signed the paper, too, like this was built by, you know, Jacobowski, at the time it was Jacobowski Manfredini, that, you know, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, somebody's going to remodel that kitchen or do whatever, and they're going to find that newspaper. Yeah, right. So
that's good.
Yeah, so I mean, it was a whole. I mean, we didn't tell a story like a time capsule, but there's got to be a lot of homes in Chicago that have a story that people maybe don't even know exists.
Yeah, yeah. And the way you find it out, you know, we can help you with that at the Newberry. One really easy thing to do is just put in your address in the digitized newspaper databases, you know, like Chicago Tribune or Chicago Defender,
mm-hmm.
and to see what comes up. And you find all kinds of neat things about, you know, who was living there. You know, maybe somebody got married or promoted or, you know, there was some event that took place at the home.
Right. Is this something from what you do with the Newberry Library? Tell me some other things that you work on from a genealogist's perspective.
Well, it's finding out about the people who lived at the house. Is you can use then genealogy techniques. You know, you're not related to these people, but the same techniques apply. So one thing, another neat thing to do is find your house in the U.S. Census. And that's been taken every 10 years. And the most recent census available is 1940. So you can look up your house, and we can show you, again, how to do that and see who's in the household, how they're related to each other, their occupations, their ages. In 1930, they asked them, do you have a radio? Do you own a radio? So that was questions kind of change a little bit each time.
Right. So that was 1940, the first year of the census?
Well, 1940 is the first year that it's publicly available.
Oh.
For privacy reasons, the statistics are released right away, but the personal information is not released until 72 years after the census.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So right now, the censuses from 1790 to 1940 are all on websites like Ancestry.com and Family Search, which is a free site. And so 1950 census is not going to be released till 2022.
Okay, so in other words, based on that, so you could go, so for people that live in homes that were built at the turn of the last century,
sure,
could potentially find information about their homes.
Yeah, yeah, you can figure out which enumeration district the census, the house is in,
yeah.
And then you browse through that particular district and find the address. And you'll see the people who's living there.
I think that this kind of stuff is so cool. In the neighborhood that we live in, there's a home that is literally right across the street from us. And the story goes that it was owned by, there were two brothers, well, actually, that owned a women's lingerie manufacturing company in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and they built these two homes in our neighborhood. But the mother and the father, who I think started the business, they built this beautiful home. And then back in the, I think it was either the 20s or the 30s, they had a huge dinner party for Joe and Mary Kennedy.
Oh.
And they built an entire addition on the house that's as big as the house for the party.
Huh.
And so, this is lore in the neighborhood about this house. And it's just kind of this cool little tidbit. Like, they had this dinner party, and they built a whole room addition on the house, as big as the house, to have that. So I think that kind of stuff is really interesting.
Yeah, and you might be able to verify that, again, through newspaper accounts.
Right.
You might mention it. Or your local historical society might have stuff about that.
Right.
There's quite a few historical societies in Chicago and the suburbs.
Or we always want to promote people coming to the Newberry Library, right?
Right, right.
Grace Dumel is a genealogist with the Newberry Library. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us about this. It's really interesting stuff.
Certainly, my pleasure.
Have a great morning. Really appreciate you being part of the show. I think that kind of stuff is so cool, right?
So cool.
And I mean, for a lot of people I know, you know, maybe, you know, you live in a house that was built in 1990, which, you know, is, you're like, well, that's not that old, you know, or whatever, 1980, that's not that old.
Funny.
So, and, but with these older homes, you know, like the house we live in was built in 1929. And the family that lived there before us lived there for like 38 years, right? So, I mean, that goes back. And we've been there now, how old is Meg? 16. We've been there 16 years, you know? So, I mean, that's a good chunk of when that house was around. But, like, who was there before them? You know, those people know.
Or even just, like, in our basement, you know, we have we do the same thing where the kids stand up against the wall and you make a little mark and you can
my
see.
My painter's painted over all the marks.
It's such a sad story. But the people that lived there before us did the same thing. And there's a place where you can see that they kind of tried to paint over it or somebody did, but it still pops through. So I can see the heights of the names of their kids.
So cool.
And I just think to myself, you know, they were standing in the same spot years ago.
Right.
And Daddy had the marker and was like, honey, stand up. It's
it's cool. I love that whole thing. And when you can... when you can kind of hear a little bit of history. You know, the house that we used to live in Edgebrook, we bought from this lovely woman, Harriet Lang. I know she's as deceased now, but her husband was a band leader and had his own orchestra back in the 30s and 40s in Chicago. And they played all over. I never met him. He died before we bought the house. But like, here's this historic. This guy was a band leader in the city and Ms. Dumel's point. You could probably find that stuff out, you know, by searching different records and piecing it all together. I mean, it's a lot of work, but I think it's cool that the census. I never even thought about the census part of it. That you could go back pre 1940 to find information. Your house was probably built in the 60s.
I think it was 67. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but still, there's history there, which is pretty cool. That's cool. 8:47 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My AI just changed. Thank you, Quinn. It just buzzed the front gate. 8:50 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joanne's in New Lenox. Hi, Joanne. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Okay, my question is, my house is now 22 years old. My late husband and I built the house, and
So you know exactly who lived there 22 years ago.
Yes, I do.
Got it.
I picked out everything myself. Uh-huh. Okay, my question is, the service company that I have for my furnaces, they suggest I replace both the furnaces and the air conditioners. I've had a few problems with them and the... replacement keeps getting more costly every time I have service done.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to get three estimates, and the third company says, no, you'll have to get. We'll give you someone else. We're too busy.
Oh, nice.
I know. So I first went with the company that has put the furnaces in when the house was built.
Okay.
Okay, and I got. I did two ways.
So you have two, just so I'm clear, you have two systems.
Estimates. I have two estimates.
No, but you have two systems?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The house is too big for just one system.
Got it.
Okay. I first asked about the 80%, which everyone keeps discouraging me doing 95%, which they say is more efficient.
Who keeps discouraging you?
Well, I've heard ads and things, and the two companies that I had come out suggested the 95%.
Mm-hmm. Joanne, whoever's telling you this, it's all about the high efficiency systems. And so anybody that's telling you, I mean, look, there's no question that the 80% systems are the workhorse of the industry.
Correct.
But everything is 90%+ now, and that's where you're going to get the best deal. And when it's maintained properly, you'll have zero problems with it. So whatever you've heard about, they don't work, there's too many bugs and blah, 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 blah.
No, they didn't really say that. They just suggested that it's better to go with the 95%. I know it has to go out the wall rather than going up through my
chimney.
What I hit. Correct.
Right.
Correct. The prices, the second company was like $3,000 more than the first company that I had.
Okay.
So I'm kind of torn. I did talk to my neighbor who was in the pipe fitter business.
Right.
And he put his own in. He said he put 95%. He thought it was better.
Right.
Okay, now the two companies that I talked to, one was Lennox, which my neighbor said was better than Carrier. So I'm asking you, which one would you say is better?
Here's the thing. When it comes to the equipment,
mm-hmm.
okay, the in my opinion, mm-hmm. the name brand ones are all equal. Carrier, oh. Lennox, Trane, mm-hmm. Even American Standard, Bryant, which is basically a Carrier product.
Right, I knew that.
So I don't really, I have no preference because those, mm-hmm. first of all, most of those companies all share the same equipment inside the guts of it all. So mm-hmm. it's just a different finesse of what they do, what, you know, here or there. I can tell you that we have two sponsors on this show who have been in the business for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to get two more bids,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's only going to help you make a better decision. As far as what you're going to spend. Now, we've got American Weathermakers, and we've
right,
got Dykstra
no.
Home Services,
mm-hmm.
and the Dykstra does Carrier. American Weathermakers has several different brands that they use. But again, you stay with those big brands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care which one you use. I would definitely go with the 90%+. They'll do the venting properly. Here's the one thing I will tell you, though. If you have a water heater that's going to vent out of the existing chimney, if that's mm-hmm. what you have now.
Yes, I do.
You're going to need to change that to a high-efficiency water heater.
I just put it in 2 years ago, and I don't want to replace it.
Okay, well, then you're going to need a chimney liner.
Mm-hmm.
And that chimney liner is going to cost you $1,000.
Okay.
So now I know you don't want to replace it, but it's probably while you have those heating and cooling guys there,
mm-hmm.
you can probably get the water heater for less than $1,000.
Well, I paid for less than $1,000 to have it installed before. Now, they didn't say anything about the water heater. They said that was fine.
Right. Well, they're wrong, unless you have an existing liner.
I have no idea what's there.
Right. So the question you have to ask is, mm-hmm. do I have a liner in my chimney?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a liner in your chimney and you have a standard vented water heater, there's not enough heat escaping out of there, and you're going to have a condensation issue down the line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that I'm trying to have you avoid having problems
because
mm-hmm. you're going to make this big investment with two systems, which is
right.
not cheap.
No.
And I don't want you to do all that and say, oh, my gosh, I didn't do this, and now I have this chimney problem.
Okay. If I put the new 80% efficiency, then I would have to go with this liner is what you're telling me for the water heater.
If you go with the 90%.
They were quoting me, 80%.
80% furnaces that are conventionally vented.
Correct.
Right. Even that mm-hmm. needs a liner.
Okay.
So if they're not talking about putting if no one's addressed the chimney liner, then you need to ask the question, do I have a chimney liner? Does it vent up a brick chimney now?
No, it does not.
What does it vent up?
Like a pipe going up through the roof.
Oh, okay. Well, then if that's what we have, then you're okay.
Oh, okay. All right. No, it does not go through my furnace. No, not through my fireplace.
Got it. Okay. So if it's a metal vented pipe, then you're fine. You do not need a liner.
Because I did ask them about, because it looks a little bit rusty on the outside, and they said that's really no problem.
Yeah, a little bit of that's not an issue.
Well, I was concerned about that.
Yeah.
They said, no, don't worry about that.
Right. I mean, it's a question of, I mean, if you put in an 80% efficient furnace to mimic what you have, there's nothing wrong with that. You're not getting the most. You're not, obviously, it's not the most efficient, but you're going to pay a little less for that as well.
Right. It is. I can negotiate with the company that I presently have doing my repairs and everything. They originally put the furnace in. He says we can negotiate the prices.
Right. Well, in this respect, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending a lot of money on two systems no matter what you do.
Right.
So the more bids that you get, the better, and you'll be able to make an informed decision. You know, as now we talk a little bit more, and you're describing more things to me. It sounds like you already have a metal B vent venting for the furnaces existing, so you don't need a chimney liner. You could stay with the existing water heater that you just replaced, which should be fine. But again, get more bids. I don't care whose product you use. They're all very similar. You know, they'll all claim they're better than this. But at the end of the day, it's all about who installs it. We need quality installers putting it in for you. That way you can be happy. Appreciate the phone call. We'll be right back.
What I will tell you is if they're going to do that underground, and they're going to think you're so smart too, Phyllis, when you say this, when you use the PVC pipe, I want you to use Schedule 80 pipe.
Schedule 80.
Just say it like that. Make sure you're using Schedule 80. Say it with confidence like that, okay, and the guy's going to be like, oh, my God, this lady's a genius.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Don't worry, folks. Teddy Roosevelt is coming back for two shows at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., sponsored by American Sale with John Williams, on Saturday, August 12th at the MAC on the College of DuPage. TR made famous the African proverb, speak softly and carry a big... The African proverb, speak softly and carry a big stick. So this is our big shtick. Get it? It's the 26th president of the United States in an unrehearsed conversation live on stage, and TR will answer questions from the audience as well. They'll talk about Roosevelt's life, adventures, and feather-ruffling past, plus his views on our current feather-ruffling days. Tickets to the big shtick, Teddy Roosevelt with John Williams, sponsored by American Sale, are on sale now. You can buy tickets online or by phone for the 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. shows. Can I talk? What's that? What are you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say, I can tell you about, I just wanted to promote show that I'm producing.
Real quick, though, as I'm reading this thing, I really think it should be John Williams with Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, yes.
Right? Oh. Start with the guy that's alive, then go with the guy that's dead. Just throwing that out there. It's about building your brand, John. And if you happen to not be doing anything this afternoon, Lindsay, what are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm producing this show here, right, on WGN Radio. I'm cheating on you.
Yeah, I heard.
On the Road with Dane Neal goes out on the road. Join Dane Neal and the live broadcast of his show On the Road at the 2017 Taste of Des Plaines today from 2 to 4 p.m. So I'm going to be producing that show on site with my whole new crew.
Right. Is that what you're going to wear?
Yeah.
Okay. Then
I thought I looked cute today.
Yeah. No, I'm just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you want...
Ooh, bad start, Lou. Bad start.
You have no many times I've gotten the stink eye today from her. Yeah, that's nothing. That is nothing. No, I'm kidding.
So come see us.
Come see us. That's right. Dane Neal is the luckiest guy in the world to have you produce.
I'm super excited to work with him and kind of check out the food.
Lindsay, can you produce this morning? Is there going to be food? Yeah, because that's all you do. I'm constantly like, how about a salad?
I like to try new things.
Right, exactly. That's good. Well, very nice. Very nice. That'll be a lot of fun. 9:12 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. This is Jim in Crown Point. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
How you doing, Lou?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, listen, I managed to get the brisket in the cooker while I was waiting for you.
Oh, good.
So here's my problem. I'm using your Ace cabinet and trim paint, and we love the look that it does. I sanded down the stiles in the doors. They're oak.
We're doing kitchen. We're painting kitchen cabinets.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And it's these. You can't paint the sides of the kitchen cabinets because it's that big foil looking wood grain stuff. So I bought some oak beadboard and put that on the sides, and we sanded the stiles and the doors down, and I used some tack cloth to clean them all up.
Okay.
Now, I gave them each a couple of coats. We're using the white. We put crown molding around the tops and stuff. It looks really nice. We're really happy with it. Now, the other day, I noticed on the one cabinet door, it was a little marked, so I took my wife's little scouring pad there in the sink, and I wiped it off, and it seemed like the paint came off.
Hmm.
So should I put a polyurethane over it?
No.
Anything?
No. I got a question about this earlier this morning, too. There's no sealer you need to put on there. How long ago did you do this paint job?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. That cabinet trim paint is an alkaline-based paint. So, you know, it's not a pure waterborne product. It's got some other chemicals in it, and it can take about a month for it to cure totally.
Okay.
So I would just touch up that area, you know, and you should be able to touch it up since it's fresh, and just take it easy on it for a couple weeks. It should get harder and harder as it goes along. It's not tacky at all, is it?
No.
No.
No. See, it was tacky where I did it in the garage.
Okay.
And I had to set up a thing in the house here, so the air conditioner's on, of course.
Right.
And that helped to cure better.
Right. Give it another couple weeks, but do not put anything over the top of that. Just go with what you have. That's it. All right, sir.
And how long
is that brisket going to take?
I got it in for 14 hours.
Holy smokes.
So it's going to be a Father's Day brisket.
Oh. And what are we cooking it on?
We have an electric smoker with hickory in the smoker.
Very nice. I got to get into that. I got to get into that whole smoking thing.
You know what? It's the easiest thing in the world to do, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Everybody swears by these Traeger pellet stoves, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, but go ahead.
Yeah, everybody thinks, they swear by them. They love them, and I'm like, oh, I got to try that out.
I can't just have the cost.
Yeah, they're not, yeah, and the whole pellet stuff. But the electric smoker, you just plug it in and go.
Yeah, and I put the little chips in there, and you walk away. It's got timers on it. It's got meat probe on it. It's got everything.
Wow. I like that. Walk away. Walk away, Jim.
All right.
Have a good one. Happy Father's Day. Appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk to Mitch in McHenry. Hey, Mitch, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
So I have downspouts that go underground, 90 degree out, and then come back up 90 degrees. And
like in your lawn?
Yes, like in the lawn, exactly.
Okay.
And there's these little pop-up things that, you know, allow the water to get out.
Right.
Those haven't been, you know, it's been a while since those have been cleaned.
Okay.
And I was wondering, do I have a landscaper do that? Do I have a plumber do it? Or do I, you know, I've tried it myself, but I'm not happy with the result.
How about a guy, how about the guy named Mitch? That guy can't do it?
Yeah. I've tried.
So that little bubbler pot that it's called on the end, that whole thing comes off. Like, you know the part?
Yes, I know that.
And you know how to take that off, right?
Yep.
So now, at the end where the downspout goes in, can you unattach that so you can expose that pipe at that end?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And then when you did that, how did you clean it? How did you do it?
I bought one of these like jet nozzles.
Right. Put it on the end of a hose. Yeah.
And I put that jet nozzle down there, and it goes, you know, it's considerable. It went, you know, over. I mean, these downspouts are almost like 10, 15 feet away from the house.
How much hose were you able to feed into that pipe?
All the way, in some cases, all the way to that elbow, I could tell.
Well, that's,
just by measuring
you could hire a gutter cleaner that would do the exact same thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, what you're doing is what they would do.
And if they're clogged, then what?
In other words, if you can't get through it at all, then you could take a traditional sink auger. Okay, you could buy a hand auger that the small ones that are the little, they kind of have a pistol grip. They go about 25 feet, and you could put that down in there to loosen the leaves up because it's, you know, clogged with leaves and debris. Loosen it up enough that jet nozzle, Mitch, that you have, you then back it up with that or do them in conjunction with each other to force the leaves and the debris out of there. And then, you know, as you push it down to the end by the, you know, where it pops up out of the lawn, if you have a shop vac, you could stick that hose in there right at the tail end, you know, with the biggest hose part of that you can put down there and suck up any of that loose debris into the shop vac.
All right. That looks like I'll give it a try again.
I think that you're doing exactly what anybody else would do if they came out to clean these out, and it's definitely something you can do yourself. And quite frankly, you're going to save yourself a lot of money too. Appreciate the phone call. 9:18 in the morning. Don't go away.
This is John Williams. Every Saturday morning, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. And I say to my wife, Brenda, Brenda, we got to do the stuff Lou's talking about. And then every Sunday morning, I say to Brenda, what did we do yesterday?
Hey, I hear that, John Williams. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I
just want to lay in my bed. 9:22 in the morning. Here's Marsha in Palatine. Hi, Marsha.
Morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good, good. I got a question for you on carpet cleaning, and I heard you were talking about one of your sponsors. So,
Executive Green Carpet Cleaning?
Executive Green. Well, here's my question for you. We have a two-story house, and the hallway and the stairs carpeting are showing, much more wear, so to speak, than mm-hmm. the rest of the house. And I've heard there's wet methods, dry methods, rental machines, professional. You know, what's your opinion on all of that, please?
Well, I mean, you can certainly rent a machine and you can try doing this yourself. I mean, there's some good rental products out there that do a nice job, and you just have to do the work. Now, the wear and tear isn't necessarily when you clean your carpeting, it always looks better. You know, the fibers stand up a little bit straighter and everything looks a lot nicer. But if there's a lot of wear, the carpet cleaning is only going to go so far. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have somebody like the Executive Green folks, I think they have some deal where it's like three rooms for $140 or something crazy like that. It's like a crazy deal. And they do a really nice job. And so, that's something that you could certainly look into. The wet versus dry, I mean, I think that ultimately with dirt and grime, it seems like using a wet method does a really nice job. The quality of the machines that they use, the thing is, the commercial machines, when you talk about a professional carpet cleaning company, those are a heck of a lot stronger and have more suction power than the stuff you'll rent. But again, the rental stuff can do a really nice job if you take the time to do it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
You got it. Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:25 in the morning. Okay, fine. We'll take Don in Naperville. Hi, Don. You're on WGN.
Yeah, thanks, Lou. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I've got a problem with two wood panel garage doors. They've been in for more than 20 years. And now I'm getting, on one door, a few chipping or peeling. On the other door, a lot. When I put them in, I went to the local paint store. They said, stain them. They said, don't use varnish. Use a product called Penetrol, P-E-N-E-T-A-R-O-L.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think. So I did that. And over the years, I would, every few years, light sand, put another coat or two on. But as I say, in this, the last 2 years, all of a sudden, the one door in particular, lots of peeling. Do right. I have to sand everything down to ground zero?
Well, I mean, more than likely. How old are these doors?
More than 20.
Okay, and when you say the peeling, are you going back down to the wood itself?
Yes.
Yeah.
And more on the one door than the other. And the only reason I can think of that is the one door is much more shaded by a big evergreen tree.
Okay.
The door where most of the peeling is gets a lot more heat.
So that door, that wood door, the wood almost becomes petrified over time. And that Penetrol is a good product, but because the wood becomes harder and the fibers start to tighten up a little bit, that mm-hmm. peeling is coming from the fact that the Penetrol didn't penetrate, didn't do what it was supposed to do. Because the wood is so dense. And
okay.
So in a perfect world, you'd sand it all down, expose that grain and open it up, and then you could go back to using that same product or you could go to some other oil-based stain to go on the top of those doors.
Okay.
But getting down to the, in the areas where you don't, like in other words, that in the, you've got the area where you're peeling, you're going to sand that down. Just blend it in with the rest of the door. You don't have to get it all, unless you can put a sander on that thing, Don, and it just starts coming off once you put the sander on. Then go for the whole thing. If not, blend it all in, then recoat it all, and the new stain will go right over the top of it. You may have to double coat the bare spots first, like hit those first almost like with a primer, and then go over the whole door again so that the colors all blend.
Yeah, the, challenging just to match the stain anymore.
Right, right. So, I mean, you may have to go with an entire new stain.
Okay.
To blend it all in. I've, you've heard me talk about this product called Penafin. Penafin, not Penetrol, Penafin.
Right. Okay.
And it is a rosewood oil-based stain. You got to find a dealer by going to their website. But it's a really terrific product, and it holds up really well. And that might be something to consider using on those doors once you have them prepped properly. Thanks so much for the phone call. Have a great rest of your day. 9:28 in the morning.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Did you see the whole story with Jerry Seinfeld and the Kesha hug that never happened? And he had no idea who Kesha was?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, my gosh, you got to find it. It's... He was being interviewed by somebody, I want to say Entertainment Tonight, but something like that, on some, you know, event, and this woman comes up to him, oh my gosh, Jerry Seinfeld, give me a hug, and he's like, no, and he just, you know, he's in the middle of an interview on camera, and and he says, no, come on, hug, he's like, no, 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 and like, she insisted, and he kind of backed away. He had no idea who she was, and... You know, he's like, I'm not going to hug this complete stranger. I'm in the middle of an interview. And then walked away, and he just, and the interviewer goes, oh, that's Kesha. And he was like, I think he said, who's that?
Oh.
You know, I mean, oh, so yeah, it was pretty
when
funny.
When in doubt, hug everyone.
Yeah.
That's the lesson.
No. Yeah. Or well, don't hug anyone.
Yeah. Don't hug anyone.
Yeah. I mean, but he was. I am too, but he was in the middle of an interview, like me, and she, like, oh my, like, totally interrupted him while, anyway, it was, you got to see it. It's
that's just
funny.
Mean. He's probably a Gemini.
We'll have to look that up. I'm sure we could find out. Yeah. He's also, I think, still making something like $80 million a year off of Seinfeld, something crazy like that off of syndication. So he can hug whomever he wants chooses. Or not hug whomever he wants. How's our Just Text Me segment?
It's great. Hold on. Now I'm reading about Jerry. I got to get back to
sorry.
Okay. I've got some text for
all
you.
Right, let's all go. Right, let's okay. Go ahead.
What is the best material to use? What is the best material to use as underlayment for a bathroom tile floor?
Well, probably the tried and true is Dura-Rock, and it comes in different thicknesses. You want that sort of solid barrier that isn't going to expand and contract. You're going to mechanically fasten that to the subfloor, and you're going to make sure that the closet flange, the thing that you're going to attach the toilet to, is at flush with that finished floor. You don't want to have it to be above or below, so that might take some adjusting to get that right. But there's Dura-Rock. There's another product called Dense Shield, which is very good. If you made me choose, I'd do the Dura-Rock.
All right.
Okay.
Does stainless steel paint work, and does it look nice? I was silly and bought a white dishwasher before replacing the rest of my appliances, and now it looks out of place.
No.
I didn't even know there was.
Yeah, it doesn't look. It will look nothing like the rest of your stainless.
Gray?
Yeah, it's gray, and it has a little sheen to it, but it does not look that great. What I will tell you is you should be able to buy a new panel for that dishwasher in stainless steel.
Ooh.
And it's probably four screws. It slides off, and you slide it back on. That's what I would do.
Or you could even do, I think my in-laws have like a magnet that they click, it clips. It's a huge, heavy-duty magnet that clips right to the dishwasher. And it's like, it matches the wood paneling in the rest of their kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you could do that. And then, but yeah, buy a new panel for the dishwasher. That's all.
Good tip. 708. If I have a sheet metal, chimney and only exhaust my water heater, do I need a liner?
No. You were waiting for a longer answer?
I wasn't ready for the next one.
Sorry.
Okay. No. What is the best way to care for newly laid sod?
Keep the dogs off of it. It needs to be kept moist a lot. So you're going to water it almost every day, but you want to get a nice drenching of there. You know, you want to, if you're going to put a sprinkler on there for at least say 20 minutes every day, and try and avoid any traffic on it so that the roots hold in. You don't push things on there, because I'm sure it looks really nice and smooth right now. The other thing that I will tell you is I talked earlier about the grub issue. I'd put down some 24-hour grub treatment on it right now, because those short little roots on the bottom of the sod right now is like, think of the yummiest thing you could eat right now. That's what a grub would think of that right now. Donut.
Donut. I have one right here. Lou, we just moved into a new home. The existing counters are granite, but a color my wife doesn't like. Is there a way to resurface or cover over it?
No. I mean, if it's a granite top, then if she doesn't like it, just if the budget allows it, then put in some quartz or something that she wants, but have those taken out. I would not spend any money painting a stone granite countertop at all. It's just not worth it.
And lastly, I'm getting a new cedar fence. Do I have to seal it? What will it look like if I don't?
It'll
replacing a 27-year-old treated lumber fence.
Well, you're really going to like how that fence looks right now. It's got all that red and those browns, and you'll look at it and you go, "Ooh, I wish I could keep this looking like that forever." And the only way you would do that is if you changed it every year. So it will gray. That's what it'll naturally do. It'll gray. Putting a clear type of sealer over the top will not keep it from changing color. And actually, the clear sealers will end up peeling. What I would do is enjoy the red, brownish, beautiful color this season. And then next spring, I'd pressure wash it. And then I would stain it a color that mimics what you have now. But it'll gradually change colors. You may like the gray also, but I would just give it time right now and enjoy the color that you love. All right? Just text me segment. And I said that was sponsored by Dave Thompson's. I did that. 9:44 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Lou in Shorewood. Hey, Lou, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good, good, good. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
A lot of good information.
Thank you.
Tell you what I'm doing. I got a fiberglass shower. It's kind of a old color, light tan, and I want to refinish it white, and I just don't know where to go to find somebody who has that skill level.
Is it just a shower base or shower base and walls?
Both. And walls.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, there's a bunch of different companies that do this. One is this company called Miracle Method, and they'll come out and sand it all down, and then they'll recoat it all and can give you a nice, beautiful white finish on there. Do you have a shower door on this, or is it a curtain?
It's a shower door, but I can pull the door. It needs replaced anyway.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, in a perfect world, you would take that shower door off, let them do the work, and then put the new shower door back on. I mean, they can, these folks at Miracle Method can help you do that as well. But they can do that. If you go online or search that out, there'll be a dealer in your area that can come out and do that. I mean, the thing that I want you to know, Lou, is that, you know, it's not a forever finish, right?
I agree.
It's a 5-year proposition, in my opinion. Is this the main shower?
Oh, no.
No. Well, if it's not the main shower, then you're going to get more out of it. But it'll look really, really nice when they're done. Just go to miraclemethod.com to find somebody in your area. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You know, a number of years ago, I remember there was a song, a country song called Butterfly Kisses. Remember that song? And it's a song that became like a big first dance, wedding, father, daughter thing. You know, it's a beautiful song. And I don't know if you're a fan of the Zac Brown Band, but we are at our house. We love them. And they came out with a song, you know, it's Father's Day weekend. And they do this song called My Old Man, which is a really pretty song that I'm just going to play a little bit of. And if you get a chance to hear the whole thing, it's really kind of, if you have a nice relationship with your dad, I know not all of us do or did, but this one is a good one. Here's just a few bars of that song.
My old man, feel the callus on his hands and dusty overalls.
So I had Lindsay, I said, hey, find that song and let's play it. And I turn in there and I'm telling her when to play this, and she's in there crying. It's a beautiful song.
I still am.
Yeah.
And whoever put this video together, of course, it's like his father.
Right.
And son,
so it's a really pretty song. And if you get a chance to listen to it, it's by the Zac Brown Band. It's called My Old Man. 9:50.
So could I take this second to just say happy Father's Day to my old man and how much I love him. And I am proud to be your daughter.
You absolutely can, and you did. Happy Father's Day.
And to my husband, too, of course.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. Very nice. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Devin in DeKalb. Hi, Devin. You're on WGN.
Hello.
Good morning.
So I have recently accidentally stained some carpeting, and I have plenty of remnant from when the carpeting was put down. So I'm looking for somebody that is able to properly install that remnant in the areas that I have stained.
How big are these stains? Are there a bunch of areas or one area or what is it?
It's a 2 foot by like 3 foot area in one spot and then like 2.5 feet by four.
Okay.
And I've got the largest piece of remnant is 6 by 8.
Oh, okay.
So I've got plenty of remnant for the space that's...
Well, I mean, the thing is, you're out in DeKalb, so what I would do is find a carpet installer out by you, a small independent carpet installer, and tell them what you have, and they can come out and literally cut this out. Is the carpeting itself, does it have a little pile to it, or is it a tightly woven carpet?
It's not like a Berber. It's a... longer
fibers.
Yeah
so it should be
at least a half an inch.
Oh good. So then they should be able to come out, cut that out, seam it, install it, blend it all in, and you wouldn't even know that it was there. And but you need a small carpet guy, you know, the big, you know, you don't want to go to the big boxes and find somebody. You just want to find a local carpet person. They'll do repairs like this and be able to help you out. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. We're going to send you out an Espoma prize pack filled with the highest quality, most effective organic products for your lawn and garden. 9:53 in the morning.
So long, farewell. I'll be to say adieu.
Adieu, adieu. To you and you and you.
Time for Lou's Last Call. Thank you so much for listening. Lou's Last Call is sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last caller is Tim on the north side. Tim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. So Wednesday when we had the bad rainstorm, in our addition off of our family room in the back of the house, we started smelling a really bad sewage smell.
Mm.
And I thought that maybe in the addition in the crawl space, we got it like a 3 foot crawl space, maybe they put a floor drain in there or whatnot. But the previous owners left a whole bunch of garbage in there. So I had a company come out, and they cleaned it all up. And while they were down there, I had them do the insulation in floor joists and did a vapor barrier. And they found a catch basin. There is a catch basin right in the middle of the crawl space. Now, I'm wondering, with that smell, because it's at the back of the line, could I just abandon that to stop that smell from coming up into it since it's at the back of the line?
Well, you have to make sure that does something go into that catch basin, like your kitchen sink?
I'm thinking that it's probably the kitchen sink with the laundry from the basement.
Right.
And then it runs, because the line starts at the catch basin, so it's almost like a summit, and it runs straight under my house out to the city, into the street.
Right, but in other words, all that stuff goes into the catch basin, and when it fills up to a certain level, then it overflows into the pipe that then goes to the city. The only way you would abandon that would be to make a connection. You know, you'd have to connect through it, and then you could abandon it. Now, technically in the city of Chicago, you're supposed to have a catch basin, but a lot of times now what we do is put mechanical ones in. So I think you have to explore this a little more to make sure that this can be done. I'll tell you a place to start. Call PermaSeal, because they have plumbing services, okay? And you can also call Plumbers 911, which can find you plumbers in your area to come out and inspect it to make sure that what you want to try and do is legal and possible without causing more headaches for yourself. All right? Tim, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you all for listening. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers. John Williams is standing by. Happy Father's Day, John Williams.
Stand by, please.
Hi there. Hi. Happy Father's Day. Hey, I have a comment about your tallest minstein, your tallest rascal, you know, Eric Zorn wrote an interesting piece in yesterday's Tribune about the crazy soda tax.
Yeah, right.
Did you read that piece about it?
Can the Tax Coalition?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my 2017 Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm going to fill it up with soda that I buy in another county.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, this was Eric Zorn's article, is that for people that can afford it, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to go other places to buy this. And for the people that can't, people that are on fixed incomes,
right,
it's a ridiculous. If you get a chance to read Eric's piece, and I'm going to look at it from a, you know, we own a couple hardware stores, and we, not that we sell a lot of soda, but we do, you know, like buy a bottle of Pepsi or something like that when you're on your way out. It's crazy. And when, you know, when Eric kind of took their whole article of the new law and about, oh, we're going to help all these people with, you know, obesity and this and that. How about those donuts that you brought in, John? Are we going to start taxing those at a higher level too?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, if they wanted to do us all the same favor.
Right. If we're really looking out for each other, how about what we really need is the money grab for the general fund?
By the way, may I change subjects for a minute?
Of course.
I will check out Eric Zorn's piece. We feature him in the Mincing Rascals podcast broadcast, and that'll be a little after 11 o'clock, so more wisdom from him. But just speaking of Ace Hardware stores, I've been looking at Weber porn all week. Lou gave
and texting
me,
me incessantly about it.
Lou gave me the Ace Hardware Weber catalog, and I'm like, oh.
It's some good-looking stuff, right?
It's one of the rare instances where you can say, check out that rack and not get in trouble. Because I want not just the grill surface, I want the rack inside.
Of course you
and
do.
I want the side burner. And the next thing you know, I'm at $1,200, and I really want the $1,200 grill
right,
now, Lou.
Right,
so thanks for nothing.
You're welcome. Right, well, happy Father's Day.
Likewise to you, sir, and to both of our fathers and everybody's fathers as well. We'll talk a little bit about that.